My thinking on the whale started with the first thing you would see when you enter the galleries of the museum, a large black anvil taken from a Baby Huey comic. Baby Huey was a big, oversized baby duck with a diaper, and there's an image on the cover of one of his comics where he is playing effortlessly with an anvil. I was also thinking about Looney Tunes, Wile E. Coyote, and the vast southwestern landscape in those cartoons. And I was thinking about the Acme products, often an anvil, that Wile E. Coyote used to bombard his nemesis, the Roadrunner. From a distance, looking through the galleries, the anvil, a black neoprene puffy painting, might look like the tail of a whale. How strange would it be to see a whale in this vast, dry space? About as strange as an anvil falling on your head, or as weird as the existence of this massive baby duck. I learned to sew from my grandmother. As a young gay artist, I found a safe space in the practice. The puffy paintings are sewn sculptural works made of neoprene and foam that use the technique of isolation. Like the anvil, the images are sourced from comic books, but most of the figures, gestures, and motifs have been stripped away. The puffy paintings are inspired by Ellsworth Kelly's shaped abstractions, which use the museum's white walls as a backdrop. Similar to Kelly's work, they have a painting object feel, positioned off-center on the wall, engaging with the space and suggesting movement. A door without a key depicts a key entering a keyhole. The source for this has always been elusive to me. It was something I printed out in 2017 while compiling hundreds of images thinking about cats, dementia, other worlds, and things that scare people. The image reminded me of a scene in Cinderella where these two mice, Jacques and Gus, try to set Cinderella free from her room and must go up a large set of stairs carrying an oversized key. The composition also mirrors the formalist style of Ellsworth Kelly's abstract geometric paintings. Disney references show up often in my work. Nonstop Fright, Bump in the Night features a large shattered jack-o'-lantern from a 1943 Walt Disney comic. The Pied Piper is a puffy painting of a pair of blue gloves playing a carrot like a flute, an image from a Bugs Bunny comic. Bugs usually wears white gloves, but in some versions, off-brand or underground, they're blue, like how Winnie the Pooh is free to use as long as he's not wearing his trademark red shirt.